We've turned over into a new year, and that means it's time to make sneaker resolutions, this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freights, and I hope that this finds you well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as I always do, and I want to welcome any new people who are here in the Fire Footwear community. Y'all have been great, and this new year has started wonderfully. Last episode, I talked about sneakers that I was looking forward to in 2025, and also I talked a little bit about the future of the pod and the future of the content. There's a lot to look forward to in 2025. But before we really get into the meat of this new year, last year I did an episode about sneaker resolutions. Now, every year around New Year's, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions because it's important to them that they try and reset some things in their life. I talked last time about the fact that it was about weight loss or about looking better, feeling better, whatever it is. And I also talked about the fact that a lot of times when people make these resolutions, they're completely unrealistic. And so last year I tried or attempted to make sneaker resolutions that I thought people could really get into that were realistic with how a lot of people live this culture, more specifically how I live this culture. And I thought the feedback was interesting in the fact that I thought many people who reached out were very positive. And I have to give a shout out to group chat listener Jason, who was really, really complimentary of the episode and really wanted me to do it again. And so here we are, Jason. I am doing it again. I say this all the time. I'm no influencer. When I say things on this podcast or on YouTube or whatever, the point is not to get you to act differently or to think the way that I think. The entire point of this pod is to get people to think differently about the culture in general. Because many times we are told that we have to live it a certain way. When I believe that one of the greatest things about sneaker culture in general is that there is something for everybody and that we should be able to live it however we want it. And no matter how it is that you do that, I feel like you should be free to do that way. And so these resolutions are not to say you should do this 100%. They're to get you thinking. They're getting you to think outside the box and maybe even, I don't know, embrace the culture in a different way. And I think sometimes when we do that, we may actually enjoy it more. So I'm going to give you 5 resolutions that I have made for this year. But before I do that, I want to say that last year's resolutions I was very successful on. Buying for people who are not sneaker people. Buying less and enjoying more. I certainly did that. Even though I did cop a little bit more later in the year than I thought that I was. For the most part, my collection did not grow really that vastly. But the ones that I did buy this year, I've worn every single one of them, except for the ones that I bought really late in the year because I just didn't have time to do that. And so it's really important for me to also be transparent that I feel like all of them were accomplished for me. The only thing that I really didn't accomplish is I didn't really make any relationships with local stores. That was something that I wanted you to do or wanted you to think about, is to get local in this culture, to go to your cities, your towns, whatever it is, and try to make relationships with people who are embedded in the culture that maybe you wouldn't have before. And so that's something that I'm going to try to do in 2025 and try to make it a part of the content. And that's something to look forward to later. But as far as my sneaker resolutions are concerned, like I said, I have 5. And we're going to start at number 5. And these are not in any type of order in terms of a hierarchy. These are just the ones that I think are important. And we're going to start here. Go to a sneaker release. What do I mean? Go in person. Now, they are fewer and far between these days, and I certainly understand that, but that comes down to what I just talked about your local community. And there are a lot of sneaker stores depending on where you live. If you live in New York City and you're listening to this, there are definitely sneaker releases every week. You probably can go in person if you want to. Now, the allure of the convenience of being online is certainly a great thing, because if it's raining, snowing, whatever, you know that you can go out and you can still get what you want online for the most part. But I think that there is a community building element of going out into the community, being outside, and actually being a part of this release, feeling the hype around it, talking to other people, making connections, seeing what other people are living the culture vis-a-vis this release. To me, I think that's really awesome. And I think it's a lost art today when everything is so accessible. Don't get me wrong. Accessibility is a good thing, But I think sometimes we need to get out of the comfort of convenience and go out and be uncomfortable. And I think going to a sneaker release will do that. And even if you don't get it, if you're somebody like me who has never done that before, you'll get to say that and get to check it off your box and be like, hey, I was outside. I know what people went through back in the day. And to me, it's important, again, to recognize the history. And speaking of history, my next resolution, purchase and read a sneaker history book. Now, I've posted a lot about some of the books that I have, and it's really important to giving me context to this podcast because, as you know, I'm a huge history buff when it comes to sneakers. I do believe that it's important to understand where we came from, to understand where we are today. And that's an element that I think that a lot of people who maybe are newer in the culture are not doing. And while this podcast serves as an avenue to be able to educate yourself a little bit, I educate myself throughout this entirety of this process. To me, I think it's very important that you take that action on yourself because it does stimulate thinking, it stimulates creativity, and it may actually get you outside of the box in terms of the sneakers that you want to buy. There is a ton of sneaker history, and you can go as far back as you want or you can stay as recent as you want. Just reading about the history of Virgil Abloh and everything around Off-White, the history of Kanye, how he came up with things. I've done episodes on these, but they are very, very short in terms of the depth of the knowledge that's in there. There are people who have written books about this, and when you see how the culture has evolved over time and get to absorb that knowledge into your brain, it does change the way that you participate in the culture. And so I think that's very important to look those things up. And also, again, you kind of remember certain things that you maybe forgot, even if you're somebody who's not new to this culture. So I think it's always great to jog your memory, always great to learn new things. And I think that is a great way to do that. I talked about history and I talked about knowing where you came from. And I think also understanding about these brands. Now, I think it's very important that people think outside the box when it comes to their purchases. Last year, I told you that it was important to buy less and enjoy more. And I think one habit that we get into, and I'm definitely guilty of this too, is getting stuck in a rut of only wearing and only rocking certain brands. Now, we should only rock what we like, and I certainly can get behind that. And you can do that for a vast majority of the year. But with all the sneakers that come out, I urge you to buy a new brand that you've never had before, and maybe even one that you hate. I'll give you an example. When I was on the In Kicks We Trust podcast, we were talking about Crocs, and I believe it was Kevin who said he doesn't like Crocs. And I said, hey, there's a lot of utility that can come with Crocs, and maybe you should think a little bit differently. And that's the thing. Prior to buying my own pair of Crocs, which by the way, I really only wear to the swimming pool and around the house in the summertime more specifically, I thought Crocs were stupid. I hated them. I did not like them. And I would look at people who wore them and thought that they were dorky. But I understand now that every single shoe has its utility. Not everything has to be for hype or fashion or fit. There are certainly people making fits out of their Crocs, and God bless you. I understand about myself that I am not one of those people. But I think it's important if you want to immerse yourself in the culture is to have different experiences. I'm not saying that if you're not a New Balance guy that you should buy every single New Balance that comes out this year, but maybe be on the lookout for them. Maybe check out some of those releases. Maybe go and actually try a shoe on at the store. And then when a more hyped release comes out, you can actually feel comfortable knowing that that's a shoe that you can wear. And I think what you will find is that when you diversify your sneaker portfolio, as it were, that you actually will feel a little bit more enjoyment out of it. You might feel like, okay, these are shoes that I can wear all the time. Because I think something that happens is people get into a rut of, I think sometimes not wanting to wear their sneakers because they don't want to ruin them. Because I think resale has taught us that, ooh, they are valued commodities and we definitely need to take care of them. And while that is true to an extent, sneakers are an item of utility. They're something that we use. And so I definitely have a section of my collection that is for saving and for making sure that they stay not pristine, but certainly stay cleaner than others. And then I have other shoes that are undeniable fire, but they are more utility and I don't mind beating them up. And what's great about that is I feel like I've branched out a little bit and I can look good, feel good in whatever I'm wearing. And that to me is very, very important. So try a new brand, especially one that you hate. Two more left, and this is one that I did an entire episode on. Well, not an entire episode on, but I did an episode on changing our behaviors, and I talked about how I threw away all of my sneaker boxes. And so I think a resolution that would be interesting for a lot of people is don't do what I did. Don't throw away all of your boxes. I certainly have no regret about that, because every time I get a shoe in, if I review it for this podcast or this channel, I actually will keep the box up until that review is over and posted, and then I will throw it away. But what I'm challenging you to do out there is to just throw one box away. And it can even be the box that comes with that brand that you hated. And if you like it, that's fine. But I honestly think that it's important that we kind of divorce ourselves from the idea that, again, we have to keep everything with this collection. Again, if you're collecting for a different means, fine. But if you're somebody like me who wears, trust me, it's okay to throw away a box. And what may actually happen if you do that is you may find that it's okay for you to throw more boxes away. And maybe, again, you will experience the culture a little bit differently. You might actually look at your collection and say, okay, this part is my collection for collecting. This part is the collection that I have for wearing. And I'm okay if it doesn't look like that part of the collection, or if it doesn't look like somebody else's part of the collection. Again, this is compartmentalizing the culture and how you experience it. Throwing away boxes really did a lot for me, because now I'm forced to enjoy every single one of my shoes. And when I get new ones, I'm legitimately excited about wearing them. And I think that that's a great thing. And I think we need that excitement back. We need to get a little bit more of that fire in our belly as it relates to the culture, because I think with this dip in sneakers, sometimes we maybe don't feel that. And last but not least, and this is sort of related to one that I did last year, but it's actually a little bit more specific. If you're listening to this, you most likely listen to other content, sneaker content, whatever content. But in this particular case, I'm talking about sneaker content. There are a lot of sneaker podcasts out there. There are a lot of sneaker YouTube channels. And a lot of times, many of those creators are not accessible. But there are a lot of people like me and a lot of podcasts with people like me on them that are accessible. And I think sometimes people fall into this idea that content creators are inaccessible, that we are some type of celebrity. And I'm here to tell you, for me personally, I am not a celebrity in any way. I live a regular life just like everybody who's listening to this podcast. Of course, if you're a celebrity, then that doesn't pertain to you. But I like to be accessible. I like people to feel like they can ask me questions, give me feedback, whatever. And that's why I have that group chat. So what I'm urging you to do is contact a content creator that you like. Even if they don't get back to you, tell them that their work is good. Tell them that they've made an impact on you. Describe that impact to them. What you may find is these creators may get out of the rut of feeling that they have to be perfect, and they may feel a little satisfaction knowing that you specifically love what they do and that what they have done has touched your life in some way. Even today, this podcast is 2 years old, 130 something episodes, and every time somebody reaches out and says something that I said or posted made them feel a certain way, positive or negative, it makes me feel good because it means that I'm doing something right. Even if you hate what I do, and if you're listening, you probably don't, but if you do, that means that I'm making you feel a certain way. I'm touching your life in some way. Maybe not the way I would prefer, but it is a way. And if you're somebody who has been positively influenced by this podcast, that listening to this every single week makes you feel good, makes you feel part of a community, that to me is the ultimate satisfaction of what I do. A lot of content creators get paid to do this. I'm not one of them. Right now, the currency that I am trafficking in is positivity, and it is touching people's lives. And I think that if you let one of these content creators know how much their work means to you, it maybe will help them and continue to motivate them. So don't feel like we are inaccessible. Contact your favorite content creator. You may actually be surprised, and that may actually make your year a little bit better. Those are my sneaker resolutions. What are some that you think would be good for you? Maybe not these, but maybe others that you have made. Contact me to let me know. Instagram at FireFootwearPod is the handle to contact me. I'd love to have more people a part of this group chat. Of course, you can find me on YouTube, Fire Footwear Sneakers Talk with Matt Freights. I'm really doing different content on there, so keep a lookout for that. I'm hoping that that channel is going to be even better in 2025. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I will talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.